Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. All right. Welcome to Block Talk Radio with Frank Stanishi. You're listening to the Candid Frank and Lively Show. Yes. Today is our second show. That's right. We're in our diaper. We will be waiting for millions of callers, champing at the bit, to have their voices heard. The phone number to call is area code 714-242-5250. I have to repeat this slowly now. John told me to repeat it slowly. 714-242-5250. Now, you can also engage our chat line and make a comment in the chat box, and we can discuss things that way, or you can ask a question or make a comment, and I will read it on the air. For those of you that have a long-distance calling plan covering North America, the call will be for free. We'll be taking sports, we'll talking sports in the next half hour. We have a short time to ensure we touch on quite a few topics at lightning speed. Canada's Milos Raonic faces Philipp Kohlschreiber of Germany in the third round at the Australian Open. Around now, actually. Wayne Redden has landed in St. Louis with an $800,000 contract for 1 year. This guy was a stud for Ottawa, went to the Rangers, and became a total overpaid hockey player and was sent to the American Hockey League to lessen the salary cap hit on the Rangers. This, of course, is one of the things that is, I guess, is one of the things that you can expect to happen more and more often, because part of course, the agreement between the players and the NHL, this is one of the centerpieces in why they're okay. The players did not want to be left in the AHL. It really hurts their pride and stuff like that. So part of the contract agreement, that clause was in there. And that new CBA covers guys like Wayne Redden. The Don Cherry Show will start up again tomorrow, Saturday, with a couple of breaks for Hockey Night in Canada. Now, kidding aside, there is talk of expanding Grape's Wrath over the network. Cherry did not like Wilson. Bye. Cherry didn't like Burke, you know, the Irishman. Gone. Speaking of Grapevine, this is what I have heard through it. Take San Francisco at -4. And even though John Granger is a Patriots fan, take Baltimore at +9.5. Baltimore will cover the spread. May the picks be with you. The Argos have extended Watt, who caught 34 passes for 424 yards in 17 games last season. In three seasons in Toronto, the 24-year-old Watt had 77 receptions for 970 yards and three touchdowns. Watt was drafted in the third round, 18th overall, of the 2010 CFL Canadian draft out of Simon Fraser University. During his rookie season, Watt earned CFL Canadian Player of the Week honors for his game against the Montreal Alouettes, where he had 140 yards and two touchdowns on six receptions. Veteran Canadian receiver Dave Stala signed a new contract with the Tiger Cats that'll keep him in Hamilton through 2014. Stala has been a Tiger Cat for five seasons in Hamilton in 2013 after spending the first 6 years of his career with the Montreal Alouettes. In 130 regular season games, he has caught 398 passes for 5,044 yards and 27 touchdowns. Nine current CFL players that have registered over 5,000 receiving yards in their career. That's right, and Stella is one. Last season, the Hamilton Navy recorded 42 receptions for 655 yards and four touchdowns. Stala was named the Tiger Cats' Most Outstanding Canadian in 2010 and 2011, earning the East Division Most Outstanding Canadian Award in 2010. A day after signing center Marwan Haig to a contract extension, the Hamilton Tiger Cats locked up another important block on their offensive line, signing the hammer lover guard Peter Dykowski to an extension that will keep the veteran in Hamilton through the 2015 season. Dykowski has spent his entire six-year career with the Tiger Cats and was named an East Division and CFLPA All-Star this past season. Mark, the T is silent. Trestman has made the move to the coach of the Bears, officially creating a vacuum in Montreal. The Alouettes general manager, Jim Popp, has received permission from the Toronto Argonauts, keep your hands off our people, buddy, to talk to defensive coordinator Chris Jones, who joined the Owls back in 2001, about their coaching position. There seems to be a position opening in Montreal. The Alouettes also asked and received permission from the BC Lions. They're looking at their offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, Jacques Chaptelain. Chaptelain spent nine seasons with the Lions after joining the club in 2003. As the team's receivers coach in 2005, Chaptelain was promoted to offensive coordinator. The Lions zipped from the Grey Cup championship in 2006. Jacques had a coffee with the Edmonton Eskimos in 2007 and hightailed it back to BC. Yes, sir, he went back home again. Then he rejoined the Lions in 2008 as receivers coach and was then promoted to the coordinator post once again in 2010. Pop's assertions earlier in the week that he was staying in Montreal were confirmed with these moves. Now, I'm not suggesting by any means. The hints of him leaving may have garnered Pop a little more pop or latitude in budget or choice for filling the giant hole left by Trestman, remember, silent T, his departure. BC has heightened activity, releasing recently concussed receiver 35-year-old Arland Bruce. Or is that the third? Okay, look, And Byron Begon Parker was the tune heard over the newswire. Bruce's departure appears to clear the way for the slotback G-Roy Simon to return to the Lions, and he is willing to restructure his contract so that it fits into the BC cap. The Calgary Stampeders re-signed non-import defensive lineman Jason Phillips on Thursday. Phillips, the veteran stamp, was eligible to become a free agent on February 15th. Is one of the longest-serving members of the Stampeders. This is the part I don't get. He's 27 years old. And this 27-year-old Ottawa native must have started when he was like 12. The 27-year-old Ottawa native joined the team in 2007 after being selected in the fifth overall from the Wilfrid Laurier University in the CFL Canadian draft. New Edmonton GM Ed Hervey continues to Eskimoor talent, signing defensive end Marcus Howard. Howard struggled with injuries last season, playing in just six games for the Eskimos and recording six tackles and one sack. In his rookie year in 2011, the 27-year-old was named a West Division All-Star after recording a team leading 11 sacks in just 13 games. We're getting to the phone soon, folks. You just hang in there. Will the Argos continue in a positive way and not have any unwanted surprises in the near future? Will Milanovic join Trestman in Chicago? Will Trestman be the man in Chicago, and was this a good move for him and the Bears? Will Trestman bring out the best in quarterback Cutler in Chicago? Will Pop find a good fitting replacement in Montreal for Trestman? Will the CFL expand into the East Coast? Will Ottawa come up with a more palatable logo, please? Finally, we can say that Maple Leaf fans are getting true value for their tickets. The Leafs are finally giving away 1,000 free tickets. All right, now we'll go to our first caller. I don't know who that is, but we're going to find out. Yes, here we go. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Burlington, Ontario. How are you doing this evening, Frank?
Good, Jennifer. How are you doing? I know who you are. You're Ms. Bone. B-O-W-N.
I am. It's like town with a B, my friend.
Oh, good. How's the estate business? Is it real?
It is real. I'm not in real estate. I'm actually a mortgage broker. So as long as they're selling houses, I can do mortgages.
Oh, okay. So if my mortgage is broke, I come to you?
Yeah, please, would you?
Okay,
I'd love
there
that.
You go. There you go. It's a pleasure talking to you. Jennifer is one of my Facebook friends, and I hope all my Facebook friends give us a call. We'll talk
that kind
football,
of sounds
of course.
Dirty, Frank.
Hey, you know, football's a down.
Does, man.
Football's a down and dirty game. In fact, it's
so
down and dirty, they have three downs. Well, you know,
I know, not like NFL that they have four.
That's it.
And a
the
smaller
Americans
field,
are dirty.
And they're pussies. Yeah.
Hey, easy. Okay. Okay, so let me know, because, you know, the biggest reason why we started this, and I have to tell you, I have people, a lot of people supporting me in doing this. This is not a simple proposition. The Canadian Football League has found itself on hard times, not recently, that we seem to be coming out of that. We seem to be coming out of the hard times that the CFL seem to be going through. And now, I guess... the question I have is, what interested you in the CFL? I know you also like the NFL, but I think you like the CFL better.
Do.
Am I right?
But I also like the Premier League. I'm also a soccer girl as well. So.
Oh, that's nice. So you're an Argo fan, right?
Diehard.
Okay, you're a diehard
Argo
fan.
An Argo fanatic, as I'd like to say, yes.
Okay. Now, you really enjoy... the season this year must have been a thrill for you. I know it was for me. The Argos really did come out of nowhere. Nobody really knew they were going to play that well.
No kidding. When Ricky Ray was down and Kackert was out, I thought we were done, my friend. I really thought we were done. Milovic pulled those boys together, and we got ourselves a 100th Grey Cup. It was phenomenal.
It
was phenomenal. The whole experience was awesome.
Now, did you go to the Grey Cup game?
I did, my friend. Yes, I did.
There you go. You were across the field, weren't you?
I was actually at the in our end zone. I had different tickets than my. I'm a season ticket holder, so our Grey Cup tickets were different than our season ticket holder tickets.
Oh, okay. But anyway, the game was exciting. Last week on this show, we discussed the fact that it might have been a little bit of a surprise that the Argos actually pulled away from Calgary as easily as they did in that game.
Yes, I heard you were speaking with John and Jamie, I believe, about that last week. Yes, I tuned in to check it out. Not live. Unfortunately, I was working, but I did catch the podcast afterwards. I was very surprised. Very, very surprised. Stampeders are a good, strong team. They deserve to be in the position that they were in. They deserve to be in the Grey Cup with us. Probably, and I hate to say this, even more so than maybe we did, because they were strong throughout the season. We were strong when we had our good players back. New team, a lot of new, fresh faces on us. But Milovic seemed to pull it all together and take us to the end of the season. It was fabulous. It was phenomenal. And the 100th Grey Cup, the Grey Cup Festival, was amazing.
I had a great time.
I'll never
time.
Forget it. It was awesome.
It was terribly terrific.
Terribly.
It was awesome. It's true. It was a riot.
Yes.
It was really a lot of fun. And the part that I embraced and the part that, really did get to me and it did attract me to the CFL and to the game and to the Grey Cup. I'm going to get to that in a second because I want to finish the thought that we were having about the Argos and the season they had. The CFL is a league where a team can really turn it around really quick. And the Argos showed that they could do that. And it's not, you know, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Milanovic. But it's the game. It's the way it's played. It's the fact that you only have eight teams. I mean, let's face it. If you're one of eight teams, the odds on you winning are a lot higher than when you're one of 32 in the NFL.
Yeah, but if you don't respect your coach, Frank, you're not going to play for him.
Yeah, no. I'm not trying to bring
down. Milanovic brought the harmony and the passion back to these boys. That I got nothing
and
but
respect
for Milanovic.
And respect when he made the move.
Berger's not there. I'm happy.
When he made the move to bring Cackard in, and Corey Boyd, I think it was like
was
a
upset.
Week before. Well, the week before he was let go, a week or 10 days, couldn't have been more than that. Corey Boyd,
no.
Boyd said, "I'm going to break all records this year," right?
And he would have if he had stayed.
He may have.
I really believe he would
have.
Yeah,
but they wouldn't have won anything. I think that's the beauty of Milanovic.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think Corey Boyd lost his gumption and his passion when he was traded. He's a good man. He's a good community man. He supports his surroundings and the cities that he's plays for. I have nothing bad to say about Corey Boyd. I know a lot of people had some issues with his personality and how he handled things in the locker room and off season, but I've met the gentleman personally, and I have nothing but good things to say about him. I was shocked, very surprised, and still to this day can't believe they let him go. I think he would have thrived in the Argonaut environment. How do you like me now? You there?
Welcome back. This is called Technical Difficulties. We were on a good roll there, and I apologize for the line drop. We were disconnected. Well, technical difficulties are a fine thing, I guess. Now, the program, of course, that we've tried to create here is one that is CFL-friendly. And as you can tell, there are enthusiastic people all the time in sports. The one thing and the one point I want to make about the CFL is a league right now that is very affordable, and the game that's played is very enjoyable, and people do enjoy the games that are being played. Now, unfortunately, I was cut off from Jennifer. We were totally cut off, in fact, not just from Jennifer, but we were totally cut off. And the point we were getting towards, I think, is that there's a lot of enthusiasm. There's a lot of enthusiasm with this league. There are a lot of people who enjoy the game. And it doesn't have to be players who are so, I don't know, stuck on themselves. There's one thing that I can identify with more than some sports. The CFL players are down-to-earth guys. By the way, is it you, Jennifer, again, or is it someone else?
No, it's Hello? Me. It's me.
Who's me?
I remember when we first fell in love, Frank. We used to laugh and play.
Oh, geez, Jennifer.
Now you just hang up on me.
Oh, I am so sorry. I didn't hang up on you. It was a technical glitch. Of course, you know, it's the internet, and the thing is, it relies on the telephone. This relies on a couple of different. But anyway, we won't talk about that. Let's pick up where we left off, and I'll let you continue because it was very rude what happened to you. I apologize.
I can't believe how rude you've been. Like, oh my God.
Now, apparently, I'm a pretty rude guy. I'm here, and I'm pretty rude. Just talk to Neil.
No, I thought with Corey Boyd, I think he would thrive with the Argonauts. I think he would have thrived under the coaching, and I think he would have succeeded to his goal. I think I honestly do. He's a good man. He's a good community man, and I've met him personally, and I have nothing bad to say about him. I was in shock. Don't get me wrong, Packard did a fabulous job for us, but I think the two of them would have been even better.
The only problem with your theory, Jennifer, is that they felt that Cackert did better. How can I put this? Corey didn't really care, at least in his actions on the field, only his actions on the field. He didn't understand or was willing to do the part of the job that sucks, and that is block and catch and roll. Like he Cackert makes people miss him. So he's an out for the quarterback that the quarterback needs when he's under a lot of pressure. And if the running back, fullback, whatever, misses an assignment when a defender is coming towards Ricky Ray, it ain't a good thing. And unfortunately,
no,
that
he is
was
a diva.
The problem.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is a diva, I admit.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think he's a diva. I think he just wasn't, he didn't have the tools. And Milanovic and good coaching, this is where good coaching comes in. You know, sugar is the most beautiful thing you can use in baking, but it doesn't go in everything. You know, the recipe requires the right ingredients. And unfortunately,
I don't know what you're talking about.
The recipe for an Argo Grey Cup, the recipe for an Argo Grey Cup championship required that Boyd be a positive by subtraction. You know, a lot of times in a lot of teams in all kinds of sports, rather than get somebody, it's who they get rid of sometimes. And I think Boyd was one of those, not for any evil reason or any terrible reason. He just lacked the chemistry that was required. Milanovic identified it and substituted Boyd with Cackert. And Cackert went on to win the MVP of the Grey Cup. So I don't think Milanovic was that wrong.
Well, I don't agree that he was wrong either. But
I think you're sweet on Boyd. I think that's the problem.
No, I'm not. Not at all. Apparently, he was quite the prick, and I'm okay with that.
Whoa!
But I'm talking. Well, I'm sorry. I'm just talking about the Twitter feeds and what guys on Twitter were saying when all this fiasco went down. So that's all I'm basing my comments on. But personally, I've met the gentleman. He was screwed around by Edmonton, and a couple of times. You know, and he's an overall good man. I think if Milanovic would have had the appropriate tools, he could have coached him to his way of the game.
Absolutely. Now, give me a second here, okay? I just want to inform people of where we are and how to get on with us. You're listening to the Candid Frank and Lively Show on Blog Talk Radio. The number to call is 714-242-5250, and you can join Jennifer and I, because we can have multiple people on here. We could even have a committee, and that committee could probably decide whether we should go to the East Coast or not. Should there be a CFL team on the East Coast?
As long as they don't give them beer.
Well, you know, they got a great name. They've got a great name waiting for the team. The Schooners.
Have you heard the Ottawa name?
I saw the logo. I heard the name.
Oh my stars!
I don't know. I think the people who decided that, are Ottawa people bipolar? Because like they can't make a decision on a color, red black. I'm more looking at the symbol,
my friend. And being the loudmouth that I am, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to mind my P's and Q's.
Please do. But there are some who say that the design, it kind of reflects something that's less than laudable. Can I put it that way?
Or appropriate.
Appropriate. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it is what it is, right? Now, also...
I think with all the controversy and the flack they're going to get, I think something's going to change there.
Well, it should, because I don't understand. One thing the CFL had, I never had a problem with having two Rough Riders.
I didn't either.
I never had a problem with that.
I think they should bring the Rough Riders back, just like they did the Jets.
Absolutely. And
I think they should bring the Roughies back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this thing with Trestman, with a silent T, he's gone now. He's gone to Chicago. Now, this gives us an excuse to talk about the NFL. You know, Cutler isn't the – do you follow the Da Bears? Do you care about
the Bears? I don't follow
the
Bears, but I follow the Switches. And well, they're not in the playoffs or anything, so does anybody really? But anyway.
Oh, ouch. You're a hard fan to deal
with,
man.
I'm a Green Bay girl, and I'm smushed too, my friend.
Oh, hey, you know what? Green Bay is actually – as close as you can get to a CFL team. They're community owned. They play in 25 below zero. And they're
have a share. I have one whole share. Did you hang up on me again?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope,
I would have got mad, violent, and
would
vulgar.
Stop saying I hung up on you. I did not hang up on you.
I remember when we first fell in love, you know.
Oh my God!
Used to laugh,
I didn't realize.
And play.
You know, I don't understand where this is coming from. I don't understand where this. Listen, if Neil would love me a little more, I'd be happier.
Oh, I know. Let's change the subject on that one, my friend.
Okay, no. Here's what I want to say though about this program. We're down to our last few seconds. It's important to me that I not let people down around me that are ushering this idea. They're ushering this idea that we should do something about the CFL. Jennifer, I can't express enough my gratitude to you for calling tonight. I can't express my gratitude to everybody who's been supportive on this program and for this program. We've tried, and I've got... The Argo lifers are backing me up, and I'm hoping that we could turn this into something that I don't necessarily have to run. I mean, I just want to see the CFL be appreciated more than it is right now. That's it.
And I agree 100%. I'm very glad to hear the Argo lifers are backing you up. They're a great little, I don't know if I can call them an organization or what exactly they are, but... Yeah, they're a bunch of crazy CFL fans, let me tell you. They're a good bunch of people. I can't say guys.
Okay, we got to go. We got to go. We got 5 seconds. Listen, folks, we'll be back again tomorrow at 11 o'clock till 11:30. Same phone number. Hope to see you then. Thank you for tuning in. This has been the Candid, Frank, and Lively Show with Jennifer, my sweetie, I heard.
Have a great night, Frank.
You too.